Listen to this Ross Report podcast for all the updates. Welcome back to the Patriots Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Bransky, and today we have Brian Lowe, Tom Casale, and Paul Perillo giving you all the updates on the roster on this beautiful Friday of June 15th.
All right, thanks, Lori. We are back with a roster report a week after the Patriots minicamp, and shortly after we signed off on last week's podcast, the Patriots made a couple of moves that we'll just bring you real quick. They signed a couple of defensive linemen, Rashad Moore and Kenny Smith, both guys with a little bit of NFL experience, looking to earn a roster spot with the Patriots in the upcoming training camp. And they released long snapper Tony Case. I guess his performance in the otherwise star-studded longest drive competition at the Patriots golf tournament a week ago was not enough for him to make it on the team.
What did he do in the long drive contest?
Competed.
Oh.
I didn't say he won, but, you know, otherwise star-studded event, Tony Case also contributed, but he will not be Lonnie Paxton's training camp competition for long snapper. So Lonnie Paxton breathing a sigh of relief, Paul, after
Absolutely.
This move. Agreed?
Absolutely. I'm a little concerned with the depth there at long snapper now, though.
Well, there's one guy at that position, and it's Lonnie Paxton. So I guess we'll leave it at that at long snapper. They did sign a couple of defensive linemen. Now, as far as the defensive line is concerned, they hadn't made too many moves this offseason. It's a pretty good position. They drafted Kareem Brown, and, of course, they had the unfortunate and tragic passing of Marquise Hill. Signing these two guys, what do you guys know about Rashad Moore and Kenny Smith? Could they compete for a fifth or sixth defensive line roster spot this year?
Well, Kenny Smith, I know, is a solid point guard out of North Carolina. Had a nice,
a little
nice,
old now, though.
Nice NBA career with the Rockets.
Past his prime, though?
Even doing a pretty good job on TV, on
like
TNT.
Sure.
I thought both guys were good in college when I used to watch him, especially Kenny Smith. I thought he was really good, but they haven't really done much in the NFL. No. This is more kind of depth. I see it kind of like the Eddie Freeman signing last year, maybe bring in a veteran, hope you hit the lottery, you know, with a free ticket there.
And
if
one of
them develops.
One of them was even out of football last year, right?
That was Smith, right?
Yes.
Moore was with the Jets, right?
Right. Smith last played for the Raiders in 05. Moore played for the Jets last year, and he actually played in 13 games. Only 11 tackles. He forced a fumble. It's not like he, compiled a lot of stats there. But he did play in 13 games in the division. You know, it could even just be hey, what do you know about the Jets?
The fact that he did play for the Jets, it's working the opposite, that he does come in with some knowledge of the system and everything.
Exactly.
Usually we're talking about Patriots that go to the Jets.
Right.
You know, obviously the same system, but you know, as a backup fringe roster type. Maybe that knowledge, you know, that little extra knowledge of what he's doing might give him a leg up, strictly as a depth piece here we're talking about.
Right.
Both of them probably long shots to stick around, but, you know, you're right. There's a couple of guys that aren't going to be in the picture that we probably thought were, most notably Marquise Hill.
Yep.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how many they think you're going to have to keep at defensive line.
Well, in the defensive line, there's pretty much three tiers as far as the Patriots' defensive line is concerned. You got the starters. You got Seymour, Warren, and Will Fork, and probably maybe the best trio of defensive linemen in the league. Then you've got Jarvis Green and Mike Wright, who are the backups, and those are they're the depth. Jarvis Green and Mike Wright are definitely 4 and 5 on the depth chart. And then after that, you've got guys like Kareem Brown, Santonio Thomas, Lee Kevin Smith.
There's an opening. I mean, if one of those guys came in and played well, there's definitely an opening. There's no guarantee that Kareem Brown's going to make the
team. That's
my
point.
Exactly.
You know, you're looking at those guys, and you'd like to think that those guys that you've had on the practice squad, a guy like Santonio Thomas, for example, been around for 2 years now, you'd like to think that he would be at a level that he's ready to make the active roster. But, you know, a guy like Rashad Moore or Kenny Smith, I'm not going to pretend to know much about them, but am I going to be stunned if one of those guys makes the team over a Santonio Thomas or a Kareem Brown? No way.
And what it comes down to, like a lot of these positions, is how many can you keep at that position? And if you keep one more than maybe you'd like, which position is that taken away from? So that's what we'll see and a long way to go before we really have a chance to analyze that.
And that's another key too, Brian, and I think you're right. He won't just keep guys because he feels like he needs X amount of defensive linemen. If he doesn't think that Thomas or Brown or any of these two new guys deserve a roster spot, he's not going to keep them.
Right, and as he says, as he'll say this year and as he said in the past, it's not necessarily a Santonio Thomas versus Rashad Moore who makes a team. It's a Rashad Moore versus Garrett Mills. It's Rashad Moore versus Kelvin Kite. It's Rashad Moore versus Wesley Britt.
Right.
It's seventh offensive lineman versus eighth defensive line. You know what I mean. It comes down to that. Not
did
necessarily.
Did I stun you by calling you Brian? You had a look on your face that was kind of like,
who's
he talking
about? A smile. I thought maybe you're going back to that Kenny Smith point guard route. You know, a funny business. You know that you're well known for.
Mm.
No, it wasn't.
Absolutely.
It was a real.
Well, I'm trying
comment.
To watch Tom play Tecmo Bowl as well. That's
well, that's
all,
really
that's
as entertaining,
one.
If not more, than the analyzing the seventh defensive lineman on the 2007 page. There you go, Tom. Good work. One other position I just want to talk about is quarterback. Is it surprising?
Tom Brady will probably be the quarterback.
I think it's going to come
strong
down to Tom
camp,
Brady versus Kenny Smith. I think it's going to come down to Tom Brady versus Kenny Smith on August 29th, whatever roster deadline
is. Well, Kenny Smith is a facilitator.
It should be interesting. But
obviously, you're talking about backup.
Backup. Tom Brady, you know, the Patriots in past couple years, they've brought in Doug Flutie, they've brought in Jim Miller. Late last season, Vinny Testaverde, after having only two quarterbacks. Is it surprising to you at all that the Patriots haven't gone after an experienced quarterback to back up Tom Brady? I'm not talking about Vinny Testaverde. He obviously has loads of experience, but as Belichick said when he signed last year, he stressed that he's an emergency quarterback. Matt Castle's only NFL playing time has come in a backup role, in a role where, you know, the game is out of line.
Well, I think they like Castle. I think they look at Castle compared to the other guys available, and they're saying, I don't see much of an upgrade here. Let's go with the young guy. Then if something did happen to Brady, they'd probably go out and sign somebody. But for their system, I think they like Castle and what he brings to the table.
Yeah, and in light of that, I'm not overly surprised that they haven't gone out and tried to bring someone in. And I remember back to, you know, you mentioned Flutie, and far be it for me to sort of take something that Doug said and use it, you know, in any way to try to back up a point. But he did say during that preseason, the 1 year that he was here, that they put a lot on the quarterback here. They expect a lot out of the quarterback, and a lot of the responsibilities in the offense. It's difficult. Now, obviously, you know, say what you want about Flutie, but he's been around a lot of years. He was around mm-hmm. for a lot of different teams yep. and a lot of different systems, different leagues. So he saw the quarterback position from about as many sure. different ways as you could possibly see it. For him to say that here in New England it was a little bit more difficult than maybe the norm
yep.
told me that maybe Castle, as a guy who's been around now
right.
for 3 years... Tom might be right. Maybe he's better than you bring in a guy who maybe has been in the league 7-8 years, but right. not been in the Patriots system, you know, as a backup. Maybe you're better off with Castle. And we all like Castle's physical
sure.
skills,
yeah.
and we just don't know about what would, you know, when push comes to shove, what would happen, because we've never seen it, and hopefully we never will have to.
Right, and he we all know his story. He didn't play much at USC either, so it's really been since high school that he had a regular starting role. Now, obviously, they like him enough. They've liked him enough since they drafted him to keep him as
backup. How many backup quarterbacks are there, really?
No,
NFL?
That is the question, and
so maybe they just feel the value's not out there at that position. We have
right.
a guy who we think can flourish in the system if
right.
he has a chance. And
right, a Jeff Garcia type. It just turns out, you know, last year with the Eagles, probably just right guy, right situation, and
yeah.
it worked perfectly. That doesn't happen too often. Now, as we know, Vinny Testaverde, not under contract right now, but he's been with the team for all that we've seen in terms of these offseason camps, the mini camp, the passing camp, whether or not you've got to assume that he will be signed at some point.
I don't really understand, you know, the way this is all working out. I could understand it if they continued to have him on speed dial and said, you know what, you've been around for, you know, 115 years.
Right.
We understand you don't necessarily need to go through the whole off-season
right.
program and maybe even all of training camp. We'll have you. We'll call you when we need you,
right.
like we did last year.
Right.
I could understand that. But as a veteran, he's doing all the hard work and not under contract. Now, I understand that there's probably some sort of agreement in place between the sides, but it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Why not?
Why,
yeah, why not
just
put pen to paper? And
yeah.
It's not like Vinny Testaverde is going to be signing with another team or there's competition for his services.
No.
He's probably either playing for the Patriots or not playing at all.
I would agree.
And we'll just see when that is. And we should mention also Matt Gutierrez, the undrafted rookie, is also in camp, and he's the third guy on the roster.
I would say he has a much stronger possibility to stick around for the practice squad than the guys that were here last year.
Corey Bramlett and Casey Mortensen. Bramlett and Mortensen. Yeah, it seems like, well, he had a little bit of a better pedigree in terms of, you know, he went to Michigan, didn't quite work out
he's
there.
He's got an arm on him.
And I'm just judging. I'm like Belichick, man. I don't care about what they did in college.
No.
I'm just judging based on what I saw at minicamp.
Right. And he's only coaching the guys who are here.
Right.
Right.
And if there was a game tomorrow, he could play because he does have enough players to play. He could line up 11.
They
11
probably
aside.
Could, but fortunately, there's still about 3 months until
exactly.
they have to work.
But I agree with Tom. I think that what we saw on the practice field, Gutierrez was, showed a better arm than Bramlett or Mortensen did last year.
Absolutely. All right. Well,
another
that's
touchdown
wrap up.
For you, Tom.
Another touchdown. What's the score there, Tom?
Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry. A touchdown for the Cardinals. We've creeped within 28-14.
Wow, it's a tight ball
game. Sorry, 35.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up this entertaining edition of the Patriots Roster Report. For Paul Perillo and Tom Casale, I'm Brian Lowe. We'll be back again next week. Let's send it back to Lauren.
All right, thanks once again, guys. Don't forget to keep joining us every Friday right here on Patriots.com for a brand new Patriots Roster Report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats.